So talking about music, because it's a Friday, and this morning I'm joined by someone who sings purely for the pleasure of it. Willie Dean is a stock agent from West Wyalong, and there's a lovely video of him singing, sitting, playing guitar, Colin Hay's Beautiful World. It's a bit of a lockdown cheer-up, and he's joining me this morning. Willie, good morning.
G'day, Sally.
How long have you been playing music?
We've always played music. Mum plays piano, and Dad and my brother and sister played music growing up. So since I was quite young, probably. I started playing guitar when I was, maybe 12 or 13 or something. And always had a bit of music around us in the house.
Yeah, but you've stuck with it, because I know lots of people who played, maybe sang when they were younger, and then, you know, you get to this age where you develop a self-consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely. So you don't, like, it's, playing it all the time growing up, but picking it up and putting it down over the years, but not really playing for anyone else, just for myself and just for a few mates occasionally.
Yeah, but tell me the story behind that video of you on social media. There's got to be a backstory to that.
Yeah, so we just, one of our good mates, Grace Brennan, that started by from the bush, just reached out and asked us to do something, and we just, Kate and myself, decided it'd be nice to play that song, particularly for people in lockdown, just to try and lift everybody a little bit from the current situation.
I like it because it's a lovely positive song about what a great place the world is. But the other thing is, it's like a reminder of the number of people out there who've tapped into their artistic side to get them through lockdown.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't generally love playing for audiences, but no, we just thought it'd be a good thing to do. Just a reminder of some of that stuff you can do that other people might appreciate.
Now, Colin Hay's obviously a favourite for you. What other musos, what other writers do you like to play?
Oh, Australian music, Xavier Rudd, a lot of folk and blues and roots type music when I get the chance, which is a bit rare now with young family. You don't pull it out as much as you should, but yeah, just Australian, fairly original stuff like that.
But when you talk about there was always music in your house when you were growing up, now's probably the time you need to be pulling the guitar out and playing with your kids, you know?
Yeah, the kids love it, and they pull the guitars out now and then, and it's good if you can hold their attention for long enough.
So
enjoy it, but yeah, Friday afternoons or Sundays, we've got a little farm just out of West Wyalong, we'll take the guitar out and just cruise around there and relax and light a fire. And yeah, it's good. It's great for that. It's great for just turning the brain off.
Yeah. It opens up a completely different side of your brain, doesn't it, doing something like that? I've heard people say painting or music or writing, and you just completely changes your mindset.
Yeah, it's pretty therapeutic, I suppose, Sally, and it just, like I say, it turns your brain off from the norm, from the work or the world or whatever it is, and just gives you something else even if it's briefly. It's just a bit of solace for a while.
Yeah. Now, taking your muso hat off for a moment, putting your agent's hat on, what do you think of stock prices just now?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. A lot of it's driven by the season, I guess, but the demand for stock prices is just incredible. Yeah, no one knows quite where it's going to finish. Everyone's a little bit cautious about how high it's getting, but hopefully for consumers' sake, it might flatten out pretty soon and we'll just see it get to a good level, I guess.
Something sustainable, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it can't keep going up and up. It'll be catastrophic when it comes down, I'd say. So if it can stabilise or come back a little bit, I think everyone will be happy.
Yeah. What impact does it have on the agency game when prices do this?
Oh, it's pretty good for agents when they're this year. It's challenging to buy into the market, especially if clients are getting in fresh and they haven't got anything to sell. The The worrying bit is when it gets extraordinarily high, it can come back very, very quickly, and that makes budgeting quite difficult. But yeah, it's great. I mean, I don't know any agents that are complaining or producers that are complaining about the markets at the moment, but everyone is getting nervous
around
when it might come back.
And also the season. You look around the Riverina and the Central West, the crops are extraordinary. I'm hearing older farmers saying they've never seen anything like it.
No, the same in this district. A lot of cockies were saying last year's the best year they've ever had. And this year is exceptional, and we never get 2 years in a row in our area like this. It's pretty hard to fathom what this year might mean for some of the farmers that are still clawing their way out of the drought not that long ago, and people are still remembering that. So I'd say they'd be putting a fair bit in reserves after this year.
Yeah.
In anticipation for the next one.
Well, that's the name of the game, really, isn't it? You're there for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so hopefully they can put a few bickies away, and it's after these last couple of years to keep themselves going fairly well.
Willie, thank you for talking to me about music and the stock and station industry. Let's have a listen to Beautiful World.
Good on you, Sally. No worries.
Just a song for all our mates in lockdown. Look forward to having a catch up and a beer with you when you're allowed out again. She doesn't love me. She enjoys my company. Yeah.